This morning, I'd like you to take your Bibles and turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, we're going to be looking at verses 14 through 22. And keep it in the thought of being thankful. The title of my message this morning is The Need to Be Thankful. And we're looking at verses 14 through 22 of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. But before we read God's Word, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, we just thank you for this day. We thank you for your grace and your mercy. We thank you for all things that you do for us. We thank you for our salvation. And Lord, we thank you for your Word. We thank you for your Holy Spirit. We asked that your Holy Spirit would have full reign here today.
Amen.
We thank you that we have the faculties to hear this.
Yes.
And Father, we ask that you just give us the grace to believe it and the faith to follow it. And Father, that we will leave here thankful and changed.
Amen.
Lord, we ask that you bind Satan on our behalf. Lord, we ask that we just, if there's someone here who does not know you as Savior, that today would be the day of their salvation. And they would be thankful. Lord, help us today as we learn your truth. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Now we exhort you, brethren, warn them that are unruly. Comfort the feeble-minded. Support the weak. Be patient toward all men. See that none render evil for evil to any man, but ever follow that which is good, both among yourselves and to all men. And then there are several verses that are very short but very powerful. Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Quench not the Spirit. Despise not prophesies. Prove all things. Hold fast that which is good. Abstain from all appearance of evil. There's a lot of truth in this. There's a lot of things that we as Christians need to do. We need to give thanks to God and rejoice evermore. We need to pray with thanksgiving and be in an attitude of prayer all the time and bring all of our petitions to Him. We don't need to throw water on the Holy Spirit that's in our life and frustrate Him. But we need to let Him have full reign in our lives. We need to understand what God's Word says and follow it. And not have an attitude of, well, that doesn't apply to me. It applies to all of us. We need to prove everything against God's standard. And we need to follow the good and discharge the bad.
Amen.
And we need to be holy. And not give anybody an opportunity to show that we're doing the wrong thing. Just abstain from all appearance. If it looks wrong, don't do it. But sandwiched in the middle of these verses is this command. That in everything give thanks. And this one expounds a little bit more. It says, this is God's will in Christ Jesus concerning you. This is why you were saved. This is why Christ is in your life. And so you can give thanks in everything. In way of introduction, unthankfulness is a characteristic of the times that we live in. It's a characteristic of the times that Paul and all of his contemporaries were living in. Paul writes to Timothy, and come on Wednesday nights and we'll study this passage. But he says in the last days there are going to be perilous times that come. And in verse 2 of 2 Timothy chapter 3, he says this. He says, for men shall be lovers of their own selves. If you want to learn how to not be thankful, here's the way to do it. Be a lover of your own self. Covetous. Not satisfied. Wanting other people's stuff. Boasters. It's all about me. Proud. Blasphemers. Disobedient parents, kids. unthankful, unholy. That's the world that we live in today. That's the times that we're living in. And we know that Christ is coming back.
Amen.
And I'm thankful for the promises that He's given us. Unthankfulness is a characteristic of those who have a lack of God in their lives. When Paul starts the letter to the Romans, Romans chapter 1, he confronts the idolatry of the day. Psalms 19 says that we're supposed to, that the heavens declare the handiwork of God. It utters speech that every language will understand. But it says later on in this chapter 1 of Romans, it says, but they worship the creature, the creation, more than the creator. And made gods to birds and four-footed things and creeping things. And they made idols, and that answers for all the mythology of the Egyptians and the Babylonians and the Greeks and the Romans. And you know there's a lot of that today. Because they didn't want to know about God. They didn't care. They weren't thankful. In Romans 1 verse 21 it says, because that when they knew God, they glorified Him not as God, neither were what?
Thankful.
Being unthankful, you're on the wrong path. You'll turn your back on God. But became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Unthankfulness is characteristic of the times, and unthankfulness is characteristic of those that lack God in their lives. Thankfulness is needed in the Christian life. In Psalm 100, verses 3 through 5, it says, know ye that the Lord, He is God. There's no one. It is He that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. It's all about Him, not about us. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving. When you came through this door today, I hope you were thankful for what God has done and can do in your life.
Amen.
But you know, we need to be thankful when we go through the doors of our house. We need to be thankful when we go through the doors of our schools. We need to be thankful when we go through the doors of our employment, places of employment. Because God gave us all those things. And we can make a difference. He says, enter into His gates with thanksgiving and not and into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him and bless His name. For the Lord is what?
Good.
His mercy is what? Everlasting. And His truth endureth to all generations.
Amen.
This morning, I want to share three things about what thankfulness can do in our lives. The first thing is that thankfulness acknowledges God's sovereignty. God's sovereignty is over all things. In Psalms chapter 103, verse 19, it says, the Lord hath prepared His throne in the heavens, and His kingdom ruleth over all. Thankfulness reflects our acknowledgement that God is in control. And if God's in control, you won't be out of control. He's in control of our lives. He's in control of our circumstances. We recognize that He governs all things. The government's not going to fix your spiritual problems. It's going to create spiritual problems. God will fix that. God will fix that. When we're uncertain, we have the promises that He will never leave us nor forsake us. He's a very present help in time of trouble. He's over all things. Colossians chapter 1, verse 16 says, for by Him were all things created, that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities, or powers. All things were created by him and for him. And if you go and you read Revelation chapter 4, people, everybody in heaven praises God. For thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. If we're not thankful to God, we have a problem with sovereignty in the world and in our lives. Thankfulness in all things, including when things don't go right. How many have had things go wrong this week? We all have, right? We need to understand that being thankful may be counterintuitive. Maybe the last thing that we need to do. But here's the point. In every trial that we have, it gives us a choice. And the choice is this: we can either turn toward God or we turn away from God. In Romans chapter 8, verse 28, it says, "And we know that all things work together for good." And a lot of people stop right there. There are conditions for God's blessing in your life.
Amen.
God does love us. He is love. But here are the conditions. "And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God." Do you love God this morning?
Amen.
You love God, you're thankful. Because here is love, not that we first loved God, but that He first loved us and gave His Son to die on the cross for us. "But Him that loved God, to them that are the called according to His purpose." No, I kind of like having God in control. I take myself out of it. And then I know that the path that I'm on is God's. I don't have to worry about it. And I know that the trial of my faith worketh patience. And I need to let patience have its perfect work that I may be complete in Him. So I'm supposed to count it all joy when I fall into trials. But thankfulness in trials, knowing that God is still there, knowing that we can still pray, knowing that His Word still works, reveals our trust in Him. Last week we had a memory verse. "This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles." Is that true in your life? That needs to be. He's a very present help in time of trouble. And we need to praise Him and be thankful for the things that He's gotten us through. It's called a testimony. Thankfulness acknowledges God's sovereignty. God is sovereign over all things. Thankfulness in adversity reveals our trust in God's plan. And thankfulness is a way to honor God's will. "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." We need to understand that. That means that our thankfulness aligns with His will. Colossians chapter 3, verse 15. "And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which ye are also called into one body, and be ye what? Thankful." You can't be thankful unless you know God. You can't be thankful unless He reigns in your heart. You can't be thankful unless your will is His will and you're going His way. God is sovereign over every aspect in our lives. In Ephesians chapter 5, verse 20, it says, "Giving thanks always for what?"
All.
Now, what does "all" mean?
All.
All things. The good and the bad. "Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ." So this morning, do you acknowledge God's sovereignty? You're trying to work things out on yourself, by yourself. Let God get control of your life. That's the most important thing. God gets control of your life, He'll get control of your family. He'll get control of the things that you do. Thankfulness acknowledges God's sovereignty. Secondly, Thankfulness fosters a spirit of humility. Oh boy, do we need that today. All we hear anymore, I, okay? But humility and thankfulness into God basically recognizes our dependence upon God. We need to understand that all blessings come from God. It's on the title page of our bulletin. In James chapter 1, verse 17, it says, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no sparingness, neither shadow of turning. God doesn't change. And what is good is good. And we need to accept that as good. And we need to accept that every good gift is a gift. And perfect gift comes from Him. You know the doxology. Praise God from whom all what? Blessings flow. Praise Him, all ye creatures here below. Praise Him, all ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Oh, we need more of that in our lives today, folks. We need to be dependent upon Him. In Psalm 31, verse 19, it says, oh, how great is thy goodness, which thou hast laid up for them that fear thee. There's always a condition. We know that all things work together to give for them who love God. We're called according to His purpose, in His will, His goodness, which thou hast laid up for them that fear thee, which thou hast wrought for them that trust in thee before the sons of men. Our dependence on God should be recognized by others. It's not a crutch, it's a way of life. You know, I hear when good things happen to people, they say, well, you were in the right place at the right time. Or something along the line, well, fate did it. Or it was karma that did it. No, it's God that allowed it to happen.
Amen.
We need to understand that Thanksgiving keeps us from pride and entitlement. We live in a society where everybody says, you owe me. We owe everything to God. And when you owe somebody, you ought to be thankful for them for providing that. You'll be thankful for someone who saved your life. God gives a warning to Israel in the wilderness. It was God that put the plagues on Egypt. It was God that caused them to be delivered. It was God that protected them from Pharaoh's army. It was God that parted the Red Sea. It was God that gave them water in the desert. It was God that gave them manna from heaven. It was God that gave them the law. It was God that drove them, took them through the wilderness. It was God that brought them to the Jordan River. It was God that gave them the promised land. It had nothing to do with it. All they had to do was follow. But God gives them a warning. And it's a warning that we need to heed today. In Deuteronomy chapter 8, verses 17 through 18, it says, when you get there, and you got the promised land, and you're reaping the fruits of all the promises that I gave you, it says, and thou shalt say in thy heart, my power and the might of my hand have gotten me this wealth, but thou shalt remember the Lord. It's the Lord that gave you the air to breathe today. It's the Lord that gave you the lungs to breathe. It's the Lord that gave you the strength to come here. It's the Lord that did all these things. And we need to acknowledge that, because without Him, we can do nothing. And we need to abide in Him. But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is He that giveth thee power to get wealth, that He may establish His covenant, which He sware unto thy fathers, as is in this day. You know, there's a whole group of people in Christ's time called the Pharisees. They thought that they were something. They thought that they had arrived. They thought that they knew everything. They were going to get to heaven because they were so good. One of those Pharisees was Saul. He met Jesus one day. God changed him. And Paul was eternally grateful. He said, Christ came to save sinners, of which I was chief. As we've been studying in 1 Timothy, he's talking about the grace of God. And he says, Timothy, you need to keep your mind set on him and understand it's God that's put you where you are. And we use this verse to amplify it in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 10. He says, but by the grace of God, I am what I am. And his grace, which was bestowed upon me, was not in vain. Is God wasting his time with you today because you're unthankful? Paul said, I'm the least of the apostles. He says, I don't deserve this. But I labored more abundantly than they all. Yet not I, but the grace of God which was with me. See, thankfulness recognizes our dependence on God. Thankfulness keeps us from pride and contentment because it's not about us. It's about what he's done for us. A thankful heart fosters contentment. You know, Paul, he's in prison, he's out of prison. He's on a ship and he's in a shipwreck. He's in the calm and he's in the storm. He's in good and he's in bad. He goes and he gets rescued from a shipwreck and then a viper bites his hand. You know, all these things are happening to him. But he was content because he knew he was in God's will, following God's word. Philippians chapter 4, verses 11 through 12, he says, not that I speak in respect of want. He's writing from jail. He says, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content. I know how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. And then later on he says, but my God shall supply all my need according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. The last commandment is thou shalt not covet. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house, or his ox, or his wife, or anything that is his neighbor's. Proverbs talks about things that are never satisfied. Folks, we need to be satisfied in Christ. There's a song, Christ is all I need. He is all I need.
Amen.
He will help me. But today, it's all about getting stuff. Even in churches, it's about the stuff I got. And some today think that getting stuff is godliness. Paul writes to Timothy in 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 6. He says, but godliness with contentment is great gain. You know on the right track when you're that. But you got to be thankful for what you have. Okay? I remember growing up, my mom and dad said, you be thankful what you got. Okay? We need to be thankful what God's given us. He's got everything that we need for life and godliness. So thankfulness acknowledges God's sovereignty. Thankfulness forces the spirit of humility. And then lastly, thankfulness strengthens our relationship with God. Thankfulness deepens our worship in his presence. In Psalm 95, verse 2, it says, let us come before his presence with thanksgiving. And make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. You know, sometimes you go to prayer. I've learned not to do it. I hope you haven't. You don't go to God in prayer and say, you owe me this. You go to God in prayer saying, I owe you everything.
Amen.
All that I am is because of you. He gives the example of the Pharisee and the publican that were praying. And the Pharisee just beat on his chest and said, this is all the things. I'm not like this dude. And then the sinner, the publican, says, be merciful to me, a sinner. God heard that prayer, not the Pharisees.
Amen.
You owe God everything. You have to be thankful for that. Thankful Thanksgiving deepens our worship in His presence. It deepens our worship in His house. We've already seen this verse before. It says, enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him and bless His name. Thankfulness deepens our worship in His people. Every one of us needs to be thankful. Psalm 69 verse 30 says, I will praise the name of God with a song. But I can't sing. Sing anyway. Okay? And we'll magnify Him with what? With thanksgiving. Thanksgiving strengthens our relationship with God because it deepens our worship. Thanksgiving deepens our relationship with God because it should lead us with a closer walk with God in our life. In Colossians chapter 2, verses 6 and 7, it says, As ye have therefore received Christ Jesus our Lord, so walk ye in Him. And then it says what? Rooted and built up in you. No, in Him. Established in faith as ye have been taught, and not just hanging on, but abounding therein with what? Thanksgiving. Colossians chapter 3, verse 17. Whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, giving thanks to God and the Father by Him. The little things and the big things. I like the little testimonies that we get on Wednesday night where God just answered a little simple prayer. That person's thankful because that person understands the sovereignty of God. He's Lord over little things and He's Lord over the big stuff. But oftentimes we give God the big stuff and we hang on to the little things. No, we need to give God everything. Right. Thankfulness leads to a closer walk with God in the ministry because we'll understand that it comes from God and it's about God and it's for God. Paul writes to Timothy in chapter 1, 1 Timothy. He says, and I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who enabled me, for that He counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry. I thank God for the privilege of being up here. You got to thank God for the privilege of teaching someone. Even watching the nursery. God's given you the ability to do that. We need to be thankful for that. Thankfulness strengthens our relationship with God with a closer walk in our life and in our ministry. And then it should cultivate a heart of prayer. And as I close with this, we need to understand what Philippians 4 verse 6 says. It says, be careful, anxious for nothing. That means give God everything. Okay? Christ said this, He says, seek ye first kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things be added unto you. When He told His disciples, don't worry about what you're going to get today. Don't worry about where you're going to eat or what clothes you're going to wear. Don't worry about it. Just follow Me. I'll take care of you.
Amen.
And don't take no thought of tomorrow, for tomorrow will take thought of itself.
That's right.
Sufficient to the day is the evil thereof. Why do you want to bring more problems on you? We've got a lot of problems today. We need to give God the problems today. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication. How are we supposed to pray? With thanksgiving. Let your requests be made known unto God. You know, what this requires us to have is a grateful heart. Are you thankful and grateful for what God's done in your life? You know, there was a song that, if you know it, I want you to sing along with me. It's a chorus. And it's give thanks with a grateful heart. And it goes like this. It says, give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ, His Son. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ, His Son. thankful are you this morning? If you don't know Him as your Savior, you need to get saved today and be thankful for that. If you know Him as your Savior, you need to be thankful for all the things He's done in your life, all the trials He's brought you through, all the victories that you've won. Let's be thankful in Christ Jesus. Amen. Let's stand. Heavenly Father, Lord, we just thank you for this time. Lord, I just ask you this time of invitation that we could be thankful. Father, if someone does not know you as Savior, Lord, I pray that they understand that you died on the cross for their sins, you were buried and rose the third day, that you sit on the right hand of God after your ascension, offering forgiveness of sins, all that would ask, and eternal life to all who would receive it. Lord, I pray that someone today will do that. Lord, for us, help us to be more thankful. Help us to walk in your grace. Help us to walk in your mercy. Help us, Lord, to have thankfulness in our heart and a grateful heart. We give you all this time. We give you this time of invitation. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.